Hey everyone, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Writers at RVFTA.com.
And the authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations.
About 10 years ago, we had a couple of babies and a marriage that was on the rocks.
So we bought an RV and we started camping. The rest, as they say, is history.
Join us as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in to the latest RV innovations from people in the know.
So pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's extra special episode.
Oh, did you think
of
that?
The RV Atlas.
Ooh, bravo.
Who else would have thought of it?
Bravo.
Today, we have back on the show Casita Dean May, who's a fan favorite. He's one of our favorites. We love him beyond words. And today's episode is going to be about five fantastic egg camper rallies. Stephanie, I'm excited about this.
Yeah, we always love talking about egg campers, even though there's definitely not an egg camper anywhere in our near future.
We dream of fiberglass. It's the forbidden fruit. So Dean is a professor of social work at Western Kentucky University. Laura and Dean have been married for 36 years and have two young adult daughters, Natalie and Claire. In their journey to the empty nest, Laura and Dean discovered the RVing lifestyle and culture. In a series of fortunate events, they purchased a new-to-them 2005 Casita 17-foot Freedom Deluxe egg camper in the fall of 2015. They are particularly fond of attending egg rallies, which this episode is all about, for RVers that own molded fiberglass RVs. They also travel with Gibbs, the Mississippi Maltese. Now, we're going to welcome Dean to the show in a second and talk about these great egg camper rallies. But before we do that, we need to thank our sponsors, Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. To outfit your family for your next outdoor adventure, visit basspro.com or cabelas.com. And we also need to thank our friends at Jayco.
Jayco has helped generation after generation create family memories since 1968, offering travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, Class A and Class C motorhomes. It's easy to find the perfect Jayco for your family. Just ask us. We've been marching through the lineup of travel trailers. With an industry-leading two-year limited warranty, beautiful design, and innovative safety features, you can be confident in your Jayco. Visit your local Jayco dealer or jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generation of family fun. Welcome to the show, Dean.
I am so excited to be back talking about egg campers and egg camper rallies.
It's your specialty.
And we all have a cup of coffee in front of us, so I think we're charged up to dive right in. But let's just break down the basics here. I mean, we've covered egg campers with you in the past, but just what are egg campers for the listener out there who might not know the terminology?
Okay, so everything we're going to talk about today, for some reason, I'm doing in groups of five. So let's just do a quick review of what egg campers are. Now, typically, egg campers are, they're always made from molded fiberglass. And usually, there would be a top half and a bottom half, and they come out of molds that you can almost imagine two bathtubs, and you would have the bathtubs, and you would turn one upside down on top of the other. There are a few manufacturers out there that have a left half and a right half, but typically, it's a top half, bottom half, and then they're sealed together in the middle, and that's usually called the belly band. And because they're made from molded fiberglass and that the molds that they come from are very, very expensive to make, you don't see a lot of variety in sizes of molded fiberglass. They'll come in like, you know, like Casitas will come in 16 feet and 17 feet. A Scamp may come in, will come in 13, 16, and 19, and that's it. And then the other thing is, that's unique about molded fiberglass campers is they tend to be made by small manufacturers, and they're almost sold exclusively through the manufacturer rather than a dealer network. So it's a little different buying experience, except there's also a really popular used market for molded fiberglass. So there are different places people can go, or at least a couple of places where people can go to buy them used. And then also when we were talking about the expense that's involved, because of the nature of molded fiberglass and how they're put together, you're not going to see a 40-foot long molded fiberglass camper. Most of the time, these campers, at least in the RV world, they're towables that are relatively small, from about 13 feet up to a big one would be 25 feet.
And then there's a couple of unique fifth wheels thrown in there in the molded fiberglass.
That's true.
Area,
that's
but true. But it's rare. And you know, we did a whole episode with Dean a while ago, but it's still really good and relevant on egg campers. So I'm going to link to that over at thervatlas.com. So if you want to hear Dean like go into the different manufacturers and more of the production process and looking for a new one, looking for a used one, you can go over and listen to that episode.
It's almost like an audiobook on egg campers. I mean, it was pretty darn comprehensive. I think that title was, the episode was called like The Invasion of the Egg People.
Yeah.
Now, and also, yeah, Stephanie and I did a huge roundup for Trailer Life magazine on all on fiberglass campers. And it was, wow, was fascinating for one for us to write. I mean, we were on the phone with the presidents of some of the companies, et cetera, et cetera. And that is available online. So we will link to that Trailer Life article in the show notes. So between those two things, that episode with Dean, this current episode as well, and that Trailer Life article, that's going to be a really great sort of 101 education on fiberglass.
Yeah. Now, we wanted to have Dean back on to actually talk about the rally culture of the egg camper world, because this is actually, I think, part of the reason why people buy fiberglass trailers. I think that they are kind of attracted to the culture that has grown up around this, because to be honest, we've talked about this before, rallies have kind of gone by the wayside in a lot of other RV cultures, but in the egg camper world, it's strong, right? So we thought, let's have Dean on and talk about these rallies and really give people an idea of what this looks like out there.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's really a thriving rally culture with molded fiberglass campers. And so not only do you have the rallies, but there are websites, newsletters, different resources that folks can access so they can, you know, keep up with where the closest rallies are. Laura and I, on average, go to 6 or 7 rallies a year.
I didn't know that. I thought you guys
were so deep in this.
I would have thought it was like 2.
They are deep in this. All right. So why are these rallies so popular?
Okay. Well, now the first thing I want to mention, though, is a little bit of a disclaimer inside the egg camper culture here when it comes to rallies, is there is a difference between a rally versus an egg rally versus an egg gathering. So an egg rally is a more structured activity. There's usually going to be maybe more advertisement associated with it. You're going to have more egg campers there, and you will probably have a host and hostess of the rally. And you could, with some of the larger ones, even have sponsors. As opposed to a gathering is just, it's less structured. There's not as many activities, not as much advertising, and possibly no host at all, as all you're going to do is a few people online have decided we're going to get together and meet at a certain location. So sometimes we kind of tease within the egg camper culture that, you know, hey, we're going to have a gathering. It's not a rally. So you have to make that, make that clear so people knows what's going on.
I think that in other areas, it's sometimes like people will say a meetup instead, because we did know that was true with RVFTA too. Like when you call something a rally, people do expect like organized events and schedules and programming. And sometimes people just want to get together and camp with none of that pressure.
So some characteristics of an egg rally. Most egg rallies will start on a Thursday and they'll end on a Sunday. But Laura and I have noticed that people often come in a few days ahead and will sometimes stay a few days afterward. Laura and I, for the ones that we have that we like the best or the larger ones, we will actually do the same thing. We'll stay for a week. We'll come in on a Monday, go home on a Sunday, or you know, come in on a Tuesday, go home on a Tuesday. So that's but the structured activities of the rally would typically start on Thursday and end Saturday night. Everybody's pretty much taking off on Sunday. The rallies will vary in size from maybe 25 egg campers, could even be less than that, all the way up to more than 100. I think the largest ones that we've attended have probably been maybe 105 to 108 different egg campers. The other thing that's really popular at egg camper rallies is that you would have an egg camper showing. And what that is people basically open up their campers and people will go around and tour their campers to check out decor and modifications and floor plans and different manufacturers and things like that. So almost all rallies will have a showing. Sometimes the largest rallies may actually do a showing on Friday and a showing on Saturday, and they'll do like maybe even number campsites on Friday and odd number campsites on Saturday. So, and again, that's where the structure of the rally will come in. And there will be some different, you know, food activities. So there will typically be a potluck. Some of them will also have morning coffees. A lot of times there's group campfires with wine and beer. We have one or two that we go to that there's also some special meals. There's a couple, they do gumbo for everybody at the rally. So sometimes there will usually be at least one potluck. And then the other thing is a lot of times people are getting together that even though there's a lot of socializing throughout the day, people may decide, hey, we're going to go to there's this really cool pub or this really cool restaurant. So maybe three couples, you know, maybe six, eight people will, you know, go into town to try the local brewery or tour a winery or do something like that. We've gone out before where there's maybe been as many as 20 of us at lunch.
Now, you know, Dean, I just want to say before we dive into some of the best egg rallies that you all have been to, you actually started attending some of these prior to buying an egg camper, right?
Oh, absolutely. It was friends that I met online for this egg camper forum. And basically Ray mentioned to him, he said, hey, Dean, there's an egg camper rally just a couple of hours away from you at Land Between the Lakes. And Laura and I rented a rustic cabin and then got up and basically did the trailer showing. And that's what really allowed Laura just thought this was another one of my sort of preoccupations.
What a euphemism.
Yeah. So she got a chance to really look at these egg campers, and we thought maybe we'll buy one in a few years after we retire. We went to that rally, went through the trailer showing, and we bought one a month later.
Oh, I'm so glad Laura got on board with this preoccupation.
Does anyone ever dare to crash the party in the stick and tin trailer?
Hey, say like an or eagle.
Like a motorhome, just because they want to consider buying an egg camper?
Yeah, that's really the one rally. In fact, that is a great segue into the first rally that we were going to talk about, the Eggs and S'mores rally. And that's what the s'mores are. The s'mores are the other brands. So it's the eggs and the s'mores. So we go to the Eggs and S'mores rally. And yeah, so there are couples that just decide they need a little bit more elbow room. We've got friends with Winnebagos and Rockwoods and other things like that. Now, there are one or two that are exclusively for molded fiberglass, but most of the time, even my brother has attended a gathering or two, you know, particularly when it's in towns in Tennessee, so it's a hard place to turn down. So yeah, there's a little bit of crashing, and there's also lots of people that don't have egg campers that want to check them out. So they end up, if they live nearby, they'll come by and attend the rally so they can go through the showing.
All right, so you just mentioned the first rally that we're going to talk about is the Eggs and S'mores. And actually, this takes place at the Spirit of the Suwannee Music Park, which you reviewed that campground on our podcast.
I have to clarify. Are you counting down to your favorite, or are these in no particular order in terms of these?
Jeremy wants the rules.
Well, in terms of these five fantastic egg camper rallies, I just wanted to know, are you ranking them, or are you just saying, here's five that are all great?
Sometimes Jeremy and I think alike.
So a little too often.
I do have a loose organization here based upon Laura and I and what's our favorites in terms of also geographical location and some other amenities. So I have the Eggs and S'mores rally is listed as number five.
All right. So tell us a little bit more about that
Okay.
one. I mean, you gave us most of it, but what are some of the other highlights?
Okay. Well, it's in Live Oak, Florida, and this rally has a wonderful host, and she really advertises it and has lots of activities. So she's going to bring in 80 to 100 egg campers. And we already mentioned that it's at the Spirit of the Suwannee Music Park. So it's a unique campground in that there's lots of music and festivals and things like that. And the other cool thing is that they actually have these ginormous beautiful tree houses there. They have a bat house, and then you have the beautiful Suwannee River. So for Laura and I, Florida is a long way for us to go for a rally. It's in January, though, so you can kind of get away from the most of the cold weather. So it's definitely a fun rally to attend.
All right. Now tell us about the Falling for Fiberglass Rally in October.
Which is listed here as number four.
Number four.
Yes. So number four. And we just attended that for the first time because, unfortunately, a lot of the rallies are in the fall and spring. But since I'm a college professor, most of my work is in the fall and spring. But this rally happened to coincide with our fall break. And we really wanted to go to it because we're good friends with the host of the rally. On top of that, it is in gorgeous Cherokee, North Carolina, which is on the eastern edge of the Great Smoky Mountain National Park, and we had never been on that side of the park. It's about 30 to 40 egg campers, and again, I think what's wonderful about going to Cherokee and to go to this rally is you have the wonderful access to the Great Smoky Mountain National Park, and you also have lots of tourist attractions in Maggie Valley as well as Cherokee.
Yeah, we loved it there. We had a surprisingly good time on the Cherokee side of the Smokies.
The Kephart Prong Trail was one of our favorite hikes.
It kind of surprised
us.
Yeah.
Right over there by the Iconolifty Visitor Center. So number three.
Eggs a la Bourbon. Who comes up with these names? Eggs a la Bourbon Rally in June.
Yes. So this is, we've been to this one at least three times. And again, this is a backyard rally for us because it's in Bardstown, which is just about 90 miles from us. So it's at the, my old Kentucky home state park. It is in beautifully quaint Bardstown, Kentucky. It's a really small campground. I think there's only maybe 35 sites at the campground. So during the rally, there may be 25 egg campers there, and then these other poor 10 people that are wondering what the heck's going on around them. And again, as far as like highlights is obviously, there's not a more fun little town to hang out in than Bardstown. And then the other obvious thing is you're at the gateway of the Bourbon Trail. So if you have any interest in bourbon or the history of bourbon, that is a great place to camp, is Bardstown, Kentucky.
All right, we're going to come back with what I'm calling Dean's top two picks, because that is the order he laid them out in, even though he's being a little coy about it, like he's picking favorites among his
children,
which we're not asking him to do. So we'll come back with the top two and an honorable mention. But before we do that, we need to thank our friends and sponsors at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's.
All right, it's holiday season. As you all know, we were just talking with Dean before we went on air about our first apparel gift guide. And Bass Pro and Cabela's, it really can be your one-stop shop for everyone on your list. Everybody with camping enthusiasts in your life, you've got your Polar Cap coolers, which are fantastic gift items. Camp chairs for everybody, right? Rocking chairs, zero gravity, lightweight, like basic camp chairs. Outdoor camp kitchens, cast iron. You want anybody to give anybody a cast iron gift?
I think what I want to say here too is that if you have not been to a Bass Pro Shops or a Cabela's before, and you are a camper or an RV owner or potential RV owner, the camping sections are gigantic.
Oh, yeah. They really are.
A lot of people just think, oh, Cabela's, it's hunting and fishing. Right. The camping section is massive. There is everything you need to outfit yourself for a camping trip in an RV or a tent.
Well, that's kind of why they brought us on board. They were like, nobody knows we have camping sections. Can you please tell everybody out there that we have camping stuff?
I could spend 3 hours in the camping section at the Cabela's.
Yes, he can. Now, listen, I want to tell everybody that Santa's Wonderland is here from November 16th to December 24th. Now, this is an event that they hold every year. We went last year. Super fun. You can get a free photo with Santa. They have free crafts, other fun events. Now, every store is going to have like a different lineup of activities and events. So you want to go to your local Bass Pro Shops or Cabela's online. You can go to like the nearby stores and look at the details about what's happening there. We will be at Santa's Wonderland in an upcoming weekend. So we're going to show you what it looks
like. We'll post an RVFTA, the RV Atlas group. we'll post there when we're going to be at that Cabela's.
All right. Are you ready for number two, Dean? The Green Eggs and Ham Rally in March every year.
That's right. So Green Eggs and Ham is in its about 10th iteration. And I think Laura and I, in 2020, that'll be the fourth one that we've attended. It's at the Gunter Hill Campground, which is an Army Corps of Engineer campground. It's located just outside of Montgomery, Alabama. And that is a big one. You can get well over 100 egg campers there. They have two large loops, and we will definitely fill up one loop. and even spill over to the second loop. In terms of highlights, this is a fun place to go camping because you're only, I would say, 10 minutes away from Prattville, Alabama, which has everything you would need, you know, from movies, restaurants, you know, places to hang out, things to do. And then you're also no more than maybe 15 minutes to Montgomery, Alabama, 10 to 15 minutes. And you can take in all of the history and culture of an old southern city like Montgomery. So that's a nice place to go camping. And like I said, it's a large rally, so it's lots of fun to see all the different campers there.
All right, what about number one, eggs on the Hiawassee Rally?
All right, so for Laura and I, I'd say eggs on the Hiawassee, it's at Riverbend Campground, which is a private campground just outside of Hiawassee, Georgia. So that's the location, and the host and hostess for that rally is actually a young couple with a little boy. And they camp in a very, very in a older vintage, I believe it's a bowler camper, and but they really roll out the activities. They have not only do they advertise it well, they actually have sponsors. They have manufacturers that show up there and bring model trailers for people to walk through and take a look at new Airstream nests, Olivers and whatever the case may be. But one of the reasons, or the other reasons why Laura and I like to go there so well, is they have all of these wonderful little towns that you can tour and check out and places to eat and drink, like Hiawassee, Helen, Blairsville, and Blue Ridge are all just wonderful towns to visit. And then the other thing for Laura and I, we love going to the Smoky Mountains, but sometimes it can get kind of crowded and that type of thing. But Northeast Georgia is just gorgeous. And you go to places like Brasstown Bald, which is the highest point in Georgia. There's all kinds of waterfalls. So for us, that rally is a wonderful rally in a wonderful location. So that's the reason why it's listed as number one on our list.
Okay, now, just like so many of our other correspondents, you just had to throw in a little extra. You know, you couldn't just stick with the top five.
Our episodes with Dean from now on should have, like, the regular episode, then the bonus content.
Well, no, Gretchen does the same thing. She's like, oh, I want to throw in an honorable mention, or care. Like, everybody does it, right? So, okay, you have an honorable mention. What is it?
All right, just a quick honorable mention, because this isn't a rally. It is actually a gathering. But the reason, and this is the Townsend Excursion Gathering in Townsend, Tennessee, at the Townsend KOA. And usually it would involve 20 to 35 egg campers. But the reason I wanted to mention it is really, again, that access. You're on the western side of the Great Smoky Mountain National Park. And I tell you what, even though Laura and I do a lot of camping at state parks or Corps of Engineer parks, that Townsend KOA is a top three campground for Laura and I. So I wanted to at least have an honorable mention for an egg gathering.
Beautiful campground.
It is. It's
I dream
fantastic.
Of getting back there one day. And then also Cades Cove is just, you know,
minutes, ten minutes away. Yeah.
I Dean, quickly, tell us five you want to attend.
What's on your egg rally bucket list?
Yeah.
Okay, so if Laura and I could, we would love to go to the Kansas Extravaganza, and also the Niagara Wine Escape, the Algonac Glassic Egg Scramble, which is in Michigan, then eggshells on the Outer Banks would be wonderful, but that's always in early October, and we can't go that far away from home. And then another big one is the Bluebonnet Rally in Bandera, Texas.
All right. Well, those all sound fun. I just want to remind everybody that at the RVAtlas.com, we will have links to every one of these events or campgrounds that we mentioned. We've done reviews with Dean of a lot of these places in the past. So we'll kind of really link it up over there if you can want to dive in and see any of these things that he's mentioned and learn more about it. And of course, like Dean said, the online community around these fiberglass trailers is just really strong.
It's cult-like, as I've mentioned in the past.
It's a friendly cult, but, you know,
and I have to say, I think that there's just an overlap between people who love vintage campers and people that love fiberglass. You know, if there was one of those like Venn diagrams, and even when Dean describes these rallies, it just seems like the culture has a lot in common with the people who love to restore vintage campers. Yeah.
Well, Dean, thank you so much for coming on the show and talking about your top five plus honorable mention egg camper rallies.
Plus
we really
list.
Appreciate it. Maybe one day we'll crash one of these things.
Oh, it was lots of fun. Always like talking about egg campers and rallies.
All right, we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas. And a big thanks to the sponsors of this show, Jayco, Bass Pro Cabela's, Thetford, Go Power, and Go RVing. We appreciate their support in creating educational and inspirational RV content.
You can also find links to everything mentioned in this episode over at rvfta.com, plus hundreds of blog posts on everything from gear recommendations to our favorite camping recipes.
If you enjoy our show, please leave us a review wherever you listen, and make sure to get social with us on Facebook at The RV Atlas and on Instagram at Jeremy and Stephanie. Plus, we've got the friendliest campers around in our private Facebook group, so check it out.
Until next time, I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.